Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Winky Rhett is stopping by today. We're going to talk a little boxing with him as we have coming up on Saturday night, Keith Thurman, Manny Pacquiao. Winky, how you doing, man? Thanks for the time.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
What do you got going on? Are you doing some kind of round table here with with a bunch of greats today or something like that?
Yeah, they got us doing a round table, so it'll be interesting.
You like that kind of thing, chopping it up with the former greats?
Is that something that you enjoy?
Get
to talk about old fights and different things, you know what I'm saying? Just kick it.
What would you, as far as this upcoming fight, Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, how do you see this one kind of shaking out? This is an interesting clash between these two.
I see a good fight. I see Manny, Manny got to fight his in and out style. That's the Manny that can get to everyone. In and out, quick hands, quick feet. But Keith Thurman is a good boxer. A lot of people don't know that. They just think of him as being a good puncher. But he can box, he can move, he can jab. So I think he's just going to have to offset Manny. Manny in and out movement. If he do that, then he'll be successful.
We were talking to him a little bit earlier when he stopped by, and he was talking about the idea of, sometimes the injuries, like, people can forget because you're on the shelf a little bit and they don't remember how you got to where you were. Mm-hmm. You ever deal with that frustration where, like, you have time away and people kind of forget about what things you're capable of doing in the ring?
Yeah. Like you said, some fighters get injured, so they have to take that time off the heel. And that time, you see other fighters fighting, and then that fighter don't get a chance to show his ability, so the fans forget. But like I said, Keith is an exciting fighter. Pacquiao is an exciting fighter. So if they both come and give their best, it's going to be a great fight.
You're always known as a defensive wizard, man, making people look ugly, them look real ugly. How would you go about these two guys if you were taking them on? What would you want to take away from their offense?
For me and Manny, if I was to fight Manny back when I was fighting, I would definitely keep Manny off balance. I wouldn't let him get in the rhythm, so because his rhythm is how he fight. He in and out. So if he know he can jump in and out and catch you with them shots and make you off balance, then you're not gonna be able to do what you want to do. So I would keep him off with a good jab. I would try to dig to his body a lot. I don't see a lot of fighters hit his body, because he always in and out. So they don't really get a chance to hit his body. But I would try to really hit his body hard, and then once I hit his body, then come up to the head. But it all starts with that jab. You got to be able to keep a fighter off balance, and if you can do that, then you can do a lot of things.
Is there pressure fighting a guy like Manny because you know that the crowd is going to be so much in his favor?
The crowd loves Manny.
Man, they love him. And sometimes it's like, Manny, he'll throw a ton of punches, and sometimes they may not look like they're all landing clean, but that can sway judges, that can sway everybody watching the fight. It's got to be a tough challenge.
It definitely can. I dealt with that my whole career. I always had to fight the fighter that everybody thought I wasn't going to beat. So with Sugar Shane Mosley, he just came off beating De La Hoya twice. So when I fought him, everything he did, people was cheering. If he missed by a mile, they still cheered because he threw a punch. So it's a fight. My bad.
It's all good. We'll take care of that. We're talking to Winky right here. You look at this welterweight division right now. How do you see it all playing out? Because it feels like with Keith kind of been on the sidelines and all that stuff, like Errol Spence's has come to prominence, had a great performance against Mikey Garcia. Yeah. Everybody loves Terrence Crawford and would love to see those guys clash, obviously. Who do you see as top dog right now at 147? And do you think Keith can kind of reshuffle the balance and maybe get back into the fold of everybody's mind and being one of the top guys there?
Well, it's good that the other fighters been able to showcase their talent a little more. With Earl being a very good fighter, Crawford being a very good fighter. Now people are getting back to that boxing where you had Ray Leonard, Duran, Hagler, mm-hmm. All of them kind of fighters in the mix. And if you put that mix in it, it's gonna turn out to great fighters. Only way we can say who's gonna be who is if they fight. So, I like all of their styles. I like Crawford, the way he can adjust. He's a tough fighter. I like Spence. He's a tough, come straight forward, try to break you down, beat you down. And I like Keith with power with both hands and can box. So it's going to be interesting.
Do you, when we were talking about this, about the crazy amount of trash talking that goes on in boxing and MMA, What is the craziest thing anybody said to you in the lead up to a fight? And did it ever rattle you, or did you laugh it off?
Nah, that's just, you know, people just talk. Some fighters need to excite themselves. Some fighters need to believe in the hype on themselves.
They trying to sell themselves.
They trying to sell themselves. Listen, I always been the type like, look, you can say what you want to say, do it. Wait, we both got to get in that ring that night. So you can sell all these people this, you can hype yourself up. But when me and you get in that ring, only one you're going to face is me. So do what you want.
Do you talk in the ring? Did you ever talk to opponents in the ring?
I talk all the time, all the time.
What do you tell guys when you know you got
them? Like Sugar Shane. Me and Shane, man, listen, I think Shane's one of the great fighters, man. I love him to death. I appreciate him giving me the opportunity to become undisputed champion. Without him and the heart that he showed to want to be the best, like other fighters that ducked and dodged me when I was the man, you know, it don't make sense. But Shane stepped up to the plate. He lost, but he still stepped up to the plate, so I give him all praises. But, you know, when we fought the first time, you know, I was in there. When I was hitting him with good body shots, I can hear him. And I was like, yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, you felt that. You know what I'm saying? So then the second fight, he, you know, we fought again. Then he thought he hurt me. And I was like, man, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. He like, you felt it? I said, look. So I said, here, I put my hand down. So if you see that fight where I just put my hand down, like, come on, hit me. And then he hit boom, 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 boom. And I was like, see?
Look, you can talk as much trash as you want, but if you let him go ahead on the intro, if he ain't hurt me, he's like, oh.
Can't hurt me, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you get that prowess to the defensive skill set that you brought into the ring? Yeah, I feel like when you're a young fighter, everybody wants to go in there and bombs away and do the cool things on the mitts and all that stuff. But why did you make it such a note to not get hit and make your opponent, you know, get demoralized by not being able to hit you clean?
Well, you know, I'm the light skinned kid. You know what I'm saying? He know what I'm saying. You know, so I bruise easy. You know what I'm saying? So. So I always wanted to fight and not get beat up.
Because when you get them marks, everybody say you got beat up
So you know what I'm saying? I try to pick off the punches. Even though I'm still light, a lot of times they can hit my gloves and still bruise me a little bit, but it ain't bad. So, you know, I just always thought about life out the box. And I want to be that fighter that can speak out the box and that can do interviews, that can go, you know, do some modeling pictures if I need to. Do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't realize boxing is a short time in your life, but it's a longer time after your life. So right now I play a lot of golf. I do other different things. So, you know, you want to have your mindset to do that.
Well, thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Who do you got? Let's get a prediction from you. Who do you like,
man,
this weekend?
I'm Keith Thurman all the way. You know, Keith grew up in my gym. You know what I mean? I was there when the kid was 14. And he's
got a lot of confidence.
He oozes with confidence because he's been in there. You know, he's been in there and he understands the game. And like I said, this is truly his biggest fight to this date. But I think the bigger fight is going to come when it's Crawford, Spence, them kind of fighters.
They all there. The division is there. They all there.
It's there. So now the fans got to keep requesting it, and the promoters got to get the fans what they want to see. We're tired of seeing fighters that we don't want to see fight each other. And now I like the era of boxing now where everybody's starting to fight each other and bring it back.
Well, you're right. Thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.